Then there are the magician physicists, who do not seem to be reasoning at all, but who jump over all intermediate steps to a new insight about nature. The authors of physics textbooks are usually compelled to redo the work of the magicians so that they seem like sages. Otherwise, no reader would understand the physics. Planck was a magician in inventing his 1900 theory of heat radiation, and Einstein was playing the part of a magician when he proposed the idea of the photon in 1905. Perhaps this is why he later described the photon theory as the most revolutionary thing he had ever done. It is usually not difficult to understand the papers of sage physicists, but the papers of magician physicists are often incomprehensible. In this sense, Heisenberg's 1925 paper was pure magic. Perhaps we should not look too closely at Heisenberg's first paper. Heisenberg was in touch with a number of gifted theoretical physicists, including Max Born and Pascual Jordan in Germany, and Paul Dirac in England, and before the end of 1925 they had fashioned Heisenberg's ideas into an understandable and systematic version of quantum mechanics, today called matrix mechanics. By the following January, Heisenberg's old classmate Wolfgang Pauli, in Hamburg, was able to use the new matrix mechanics to solve the paradigmatic problem of atomic physics and calculation of the energies of the quantum states of the hydrogen atom, and thus to justify Bohr's earlier ad hoc results. The quantum mechanical calculation of the hydrogen energy levels by Pauli was an exhibition of mathematical brilliance, a sage-like use of Heisenberg's rules, and the special symmetries of the hydrogen atom. Although Heisenberg and Dirac may have been even more creative than Pauli, no physicist alive was more clever. But not even Pauli was able to extend his calculation to the next simplest atom, that of helium, much less to heavier atoms or molecules. The quantum mechanics, taught in undergraduate courses and used in their everyday work by chemists and physicists today, is not, in fact, the matrix mechanics of Heisenberg and Pauli and their collaborators, but a mathematically equivalent, though far more convenient, formalism introduced a little later by Erwin Schrödinger. In Schrödinger's version of quantum mechanics, each possible physical state of a system is described by giving a quantity known as the wave function of the system, in something like the way that light is described as a wave of electric and magnetic fields. The wave function approach to quantum mechanics had appeared before the work of Heisenberg, in 1923 papers of Louis de Broglie, and in his 1924 Paris doctoral thesis. De Broglie guessed that the electron can be regarded as some sort of wave,